Australia has got its first ever animated kids show that features Indigenous Australians and their culture. Targeted towards Indigenous children under six, Little Jay and Big Cuz is a 13-part television series that takes a light-hearted look at growing up in Oz. It explores themes of identity, connection to country and tradition. Joe Koning with this report.
It's a nana and it's two cousins and they're her grandchildren and then there's a dog.
Wow! That was the voice of Tony Thorne, an Indigenous animator and director of the upcoming TV show Little Jay and Big Cuz. The show is being touted as the first Australian cartoon to target and feature Aboriginal culture.
One of the things I really wanted to do was to make it feel naturally Australian and identifiably Australian. Make a show that really had the feeling of Australian life and very identifiable flora and fauna.
Tony said he designed the show to be as inclusive as possible. This means that the characters aren't really from any one spot, but could be from anywhere.
Most of the show happens around the backyard. There is school is important and the tractor school is important, but beyond the back fence, there's desert country, there's coast, and there's bush. And our hope was that we could kind of compact Australia around the backyard and that we wouldn't have to say, you know, these people are from this place. You know, they're specifically desert people or they're bush people or they're saltwater peoples.
He took inspiration from a variety of places and tried to invoke scenes from all over the Australian landscape.
So our bush is very much a kind of bush that I know. It's a Tasmanian bush. So it's just sort of sparse eucalyptus with some other trees. But always with attention to bright sunlight and making it feel, you know, those sort of muted tones of the Australian bush that are not... they're not usually associated with kids' TV. The coast that we ended up with was partly probably because I knew the writer was from Broome and I'd been to Broome. People seem to identify it as Broome, but, you know, it is meant to be a bit more generic than that. The desert was... I was looking at Namajira.
Albert Namajira was an Aboriginal artist from the McDonnell Ranges in Central Australia. He was an Arunda man and a figurehead of contemporary Aboriginal art, famous for his watercolour landscapes. Back to Tony.
Then being, okay, you know, how did he approach shadow in the desert? How did he approach colour on the rocks and those kind of things? So, you know, lots of sort of muted purples and those kind of things. It was entirely made up, but it needed to feel like the desert.
But why is it so important to get the feel of the Australian landscape and the lives of our first people portrayed with such detail? Lydia Miller, Executive Director of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Arts at Australia Council, has a few reasons.
It connects kids to their country and also to the wider world. And I guess if you see yourself reflected in the world, you actually believe that you belong to the world and you're connected and you are attached to the world. And I think that's really, really important. Throughout the series, you've got the character of Nana and Big Cuz and Little Jay, and they explore the world around them. And what this does is reinforce the connection to family and friends, kin relationships. There's use of a language, and people can be able to be specific in terms of creating language from their own areas.
Lydia says that there is not enough representation of Aboriginal arts and culture in our media, our TV shows and our films.
If I turn on the TV and I haven't seen a First Nations person, I go, this tells me that, you know, the concept of what our society is not being realised. People are being very narrow in the way that they're portraying what they think is Australian society today in the 21st century. I think we should have increased faces on television, increased stories on television, as well as our film platforms. I think we need to really have an active conversation as a nation about just how extraordinary and unique we are and how diverse we are. That is the modern Australia.
Hopefully cartoons like this one become more prevalent and we begin to see truer representations of our country and society on the TV.
I think this is really exciting because it actually takes children on a journey, and they journey with these characters, and they're going to be characters that they can identify with. But you're also taking the wider community on a journey in terms of being able to have a platform that's accessible, that reflects cultural considerations. It highlights what relationships mean, especially kin relationships. It highlights significance of country, and I think that would be a truly great platform, not only educationally but also culturally.
Lydia Miller, Executive Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Arts at Australia Council, ending that report by Joe Koning.